Warning, the following thingy may contain language and ideas that would cause internal bleeding. Please keep your minds inside the vehicle at all times. Arms and legs optional.
Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. It's been about 7 months since my last broadcast. That's what? About 14 potential FTs down the drain? I bet all two of you out there are demanding an explanation. I could say it was aliens, but I don't think so. See, about 2 years ago, I was abducted and let's just say I overstayed my welcome. And now they'll just have no part of me, so that's out. Can't really say either that there's been a lack of material out there. The world's going to hell in a handbasket. I mean, it's just falling apart, literally and figuratively. From volcanoes to Washington, I mean, the Earth's just about to explode. And I think that was part of my problem. There was just too much to choose from to pick apart. Indecision reared its ugly head, and a bit of depression as well. You can't read about your home planet's imminent demise and not get a case of the blahs every now and then. And for those of you who've read my blog, you can combine that with the fact that I'm now unemployed. So you may be asking, why the sudden restart? Well, for one, I'm bored. Two, I'm getting sort of a reprieve here. I don't have to cover everything. Starting sometime, sooner or later, the other 49.99999% of the New World Order, Ray, is going to be starting a broadcast here on the New World Order Radio. And from what I understand, he's going to be covering the world of politics, something that I really can't do. I mean, I can. I have ideas and things like that. You know, I can comment with the best of them. It's just that I can't physically comment with the best of them. I get all killy and whatnot when I start talking about politics. You can ask my old laptop and two keyboards when I even attempt to write about it. So I'm just going to stick to the weird nonsense and the, whatever it is I generally cover. I don't even know. I don't listen to my past shows, so I don't really know what I've been doing. And also, I got a little inspired. Got some good news for a change. I was reading on the web, and it brings us to a first story. About a week and a half ago, George Lucas announced at long last that he's going to be re-releasing the original theatrical versions of the original trilogy. You know, the original trilogy being quote unquote episodes 4 and up. We all know it as Star Wars, not A New Hope. I mean, yes, it's A New Hope, but it's also Star Wars. And all I can say about this is about time. I mean, we all figured that was a year and a half ago when he released the extended versions or his special editions or whatnot, that he'd at least include the original theatrical releases into the DVD box set, but he never did. And basically, he said he never would because it didn't embody his true vision. And I don't know how he could say that with a straight face. The man revolutionized special effects and made a few damn fine movies in the process. You know, he used models on strings and it looked pretty real. A lot better than the computer graphics from the quote-unquote extended or special whatevers that he released into the theaters about in the mid-1990s. Apparently, even now, they don't meet with his vision, because along with these, the original theatricals, he's going to be releasing even more enhanced, or even more recut versions of the original trilogy. He says he's doing it to get it to fit more with the prequels. And I really don't know how he's going to do that. I mean, Episode 3 did a really good job of connecting all of them, and it was a good movie too. I have to say that, you know, I didn't go see it in the theater, and I'm kicking myself because it's just that good of a film. Hopefully in 10-15 years time he'll release the prequels back into the theater, you know, so we can see what we missed. I'm not missing one or two. I saw those in the theaters. That's why I didn't see 3, because my expectations were low. You know, I know that he's putting Hayden Christensen in the end of Return of the Jedi as Anakin's ghost, you know, just to make it seem a little more together, because Sebastian Shaw doesn't look like Hayden Christensen. Although he looked like, you know, maybe Vader in, you know, 20 years' time. You know, I mean, the man has aged, even though he was a robot. But other than that, I really can't see anything else going in. You know, what are they going to do, put Jar Jar Binks as an old man in the Mos Eisley cantina? You know, it's stupid. But at least now Mr. Lucas is off my poo on you list. You know, because he's finally starting to listen. He listened to his fans. And really, Star Wars is just as much as ours as it is his. You can look for those DVDs to be released in mid-September. Also scheduled or rumored to be released around the same time or a month later is the Nintendo Revolution, another, I guess, sought after release. Sorry. The official title is now Wii. W-I-I. Wii. And according to Nintendo's website, Wii sounds like Wii, W-E, which emphasizes the console is for everyone. Wii can be easily remembered by people around the world, no matter what language they speak. No confusion, no need to abbreviate, just Wii. And that's not bad, but I like the term revolution a little bit better. And I like it because of its unprecedented backwards compatibility. I mean, you look at the Xbox 360 now, and you have to get the hard drive to download patches to play the original Xbox games. The PS3, no one really knows what's going to happen with that because of the Blu-ray technology, and Blu-ray is not backwards compatible with old DVD standards. But with the Wii, the Revolution, not only can you play the Wii's games, but GameCube games. And you can also download games from the entire catalogs of the NES, the SNES, the Nintendo 64, probably the Game Boy and Game Boy Advance, I'm not really sure about that, and also the Sega Master System, the Genesis, and TurboGrafx-16, which has nothing to do with Nintendo at all. You know, those Nintendo's competitors way back when. I mean, it's a retro gamer's wet dream. That has potential there. I mean, you can figure down the line they're going to release for other antiquated video systems, like, you know, the Jaguar, the Neo Geo, the Dreamcast, etc. They're not free, mind you. I mean, you can go online and download ROMs for free, but at least they're going to be they're guaranteed pure and without flaws, you know, much like pharmaceutical cocaine. So, yeah, that's the revolution. Yeah, I mean, I may even get one. I mean, I haven't gotten a new system since the Super Nintendo. So this is appealing to me. So we're gonna stay pause for station identification while I go wee, and we'll be back in a little bit. Well, 30 seconds or so, or whatever I made this bumper for.
You are listening to Fortnite Tonight. Everybody on New World Auto Radio.
We're back. And the other day I was surfing the forums, not our forums, obviously, because no one ever goes there. This thread came along, and the subject line was the new Badger. And for those who don't not familiar with weird stuff on the internet, Badger is a Flash cartoon where you have a bunch of badgers dancing around to some techno music, and the only lyrics to the music is Badger, mushroom, and so on. And the whole point to it is, I assume, is just to get it stuck in your head. So when anybody ever says, you know, new Badger, or banana phone, you know, or anything like that, it's a repetitive Flash cartoon just meant to drive you nuts. And the music you heard leading back into the show, well, that's what this subject was, and basically it's that with a some anime chick, you know, whirling a leak around repetitively, and you can imagine, you can stare at that thing for hours and hours and just go nuts, which I did. You know, I watched it for good half hour, not getting tired of it, and I'm still not tired of it. Whenever I'm writing now, I have that looped in the background. You know, it's like almost like a Viking drum, you know, just keeping my pace. But I needed to know more. You know, like, it's so entrancing, I had to know, you know, what was up with that. And I found out, it's a clip from a Finnish folk group called, I guess, Loitama, or Loituma, I don't know how to pronounce it. The song is Leiva's Polka, and apparently it was on the Finnish pop charts for a long time, and some fool just got a clip of it and looped it to, you know, an anime chick waving a leak around. And it got me thinking, you know, we here in America, we take our pop culture for granted. I mean, you can go to the Amazon rainforest and, you know, walk into any hut and order a Coca-Cola while the latest boy band is, you know, blaring on the radio. And, you know, we're cool with that. You know, it doesn't seem out of the ordinary. But you gotta wonder from a, you know, non-American standard, where, you know, pop culture, you know, there, you know, in other countries, pop culture isn't as widely accepted as, you know, our everything. You know, like Finland. I mean, imagine you're a Finnish tourist in New York, and you stop into a cyber cafe, and all of a sudden you hear this. And it's, on the one hand, it's familiar. I mean, you know what it is. It's been on your pop charts for, you know, for weeks upon weeks. But on the other hand, you're kind of confused. You know, like, it's not it doesn't belong here. And it's just something, you know, I was pondering, you know, like, how does the rest of the world react to when they hear their pop culture. Where it's not supposed to be. Well, I shouldn't say what it's not supposed to be. I mean, they have a lot of neat stuff, and it should... You could go to any country, and they have neat stuff that should be propagated across the world, just like ours. Sometimes even more so than ours. What do we have? We have Britney Spears. Which, by the way, ties in nicely to the whole world's about to explode news. Her latest thing is she's with child again. And my question is, why do we care? Her music is definitely not newsworthy, so why should something that falls out of her be newsworthy? I mean, why is it when I turn on Fox News and MSNBC, she's there? You have top story, like president does something goofy, and then she's there. Now, I mean, like, you watch a show like Keith Olbermann, and, well, he treats it with all the disrespect that it's due. That's fine. I mean, you know, he's cool. You can, you know, he tears it apart like anybody should. But, like, what about the other 23 hours? Why do we care? I have nowhere to go with this. I'm just wondering, why do we care? I mean, I only see it as, what's the word, omen, that's the word, an omen, maybe that the new fad in Hollywood and music and the way the world's going is this, this hillbilly chic. I mean, look at it. You have Britney Spears in the news with her lack of contraception and common sense, and, you know, driving with a baby in her lap and whatnot, and or letting it fall out of a high chair, and, you know, not reporting it until the week after or something like that. And, you know, we don't need that in our, the minds of our youth. You know, like, that's a good thing. You know, she's a celebrity. She's making millions of dollars. We can have hundreds of children and drop them out of their high chairs, and that's okay. And I think I'll leave the show at that. I think I'll leave the realm of quote-unquote real news at that, due to the fact that I'm doing this as a stream of consciousness type thing. I haven't really written anything down, and as you've been listening, you can see it, you can realize how well that's going. So I'm just going to move on to the New World Order news and end this show with a shot to the head. As I said earlier, Ray will be doing a show soon. Don't know when. He doesn't know when. Should be good. I mean, we all know Ray, and we know his, when he does something, he does something. Also, if you're not a frequent visitor to the site, you're listening to this through iTunes or something, he's got his two comics are returned, Xandor the Misguided. Xandor is a megalomaniacal spider, bent on taking over the world, but he can't even seem to catch a bus in his hometown, let alone take it over. So you can see sort of the, sickness and hilariousness that could ensue there. And he's also restarted Dementia World, which is a Far Side-esque single panel comic strip. Xandor's every Wednesday, Dementia World's every Friday on newworldout.com. Just head over to the main site and look for links. We got them somewhere. Much to your chagrin, Fortnite tonight's back. Obviously, you're listening to it. Hopefully, with the regular 2-week patterns as it should be, as the name implies. Mr. Eccentric is up and running. We talked about him briefly the last show or the show before that. He's a dude, we think, willing to answer any questions you may have. You go over to his site, or part of the website, newworldotter.com/eccentric. There'll be a link there to the forums where you can ask him his question, or just find the contact form. I've redone the site quite a bit, so I don't remember where exactly I put the contact form, but when you find it, just email your questions there. I'll pass it along to Mr. E, and he'll get back to you, albeit in a public manner. As I just said, the site's been revamped, trying to get it a little more organized. Content that was buried has been brought to the forefront. Hopefully in efforts to get my button gear and update more now that's in the public spotlight. And that's about it. I'll end the show in a reasonably humane manner. This has been Fortnite Tonight. I've been Ryan Livingston, and insert catchy snap phrase here.